Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is fighting against this huge document grab by activists of the homosexual LGBT agenda in the case of Doe versus Donald Trump, in which they are pursuing a lawsuit regarding the issue of so-called transgenders in the military. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, we received, along with several other organizations, a subpoena, even though we're not a party to this Doe versus Trump case. This case involves these radical homosexual LGBT activist organizations. It was formerly called GLAD, G-L-A-D, but they constantly change their name, and so it's GLBTQ Legal Advocates and Defenders, and also the National Center for Lesbian Rights. They sent out subpoenas, and they're huge in their scope. They have filed suit against the President of the United States because they don't like the President going back to the way it was before and overturning President Obama's ill-advised social experimentation to put so-called transgenders in the military. But it's so broad, they want any kind of communication.
All communications, yeah.
Between us and anyone associated with the executive branch, anyone associated with the vice president, or anyone who works with him, directly or indirectly, and the Department of Defense, anyone related directly or indirectly. Literally, it is a huge, unwarranted document grab designed to intimidate, but, you know, we're not going to be intimidated.
So they're trying to bully the president and get him to reverse his stance?
Well, they're trying to bully the president to reverse his stand and position on the LGBT transgenders in the military. And then any organization that doesn't agree with them on this issue, they're trying to bully and intimidate by giving you all kinds of unnecessary work to get all kinds of information. It's so broad that it could include emailing. You know, we have a lot of people on our email list.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether somebody would be any way directly or indirectly associated with the vice president on that email. How would you even find that? And frankly, they don't need that. They don't need this anyway, because whatever they want in terms of communication between these different entities or anyone associated with it and the public, they can get from a Freedom of Information Act,
right.
A FOIA request. That's
like
how to go about
tactic,
it.
Yeah, and the
it?
FOIA request may even fall short because, you know, Liberty Counsel is not the only organization here. If there were any direct communications or back and forth between anyone associated with the executive branch and any organization or whatever, the executive, I mean, it could fall under executive privilege. It may not even, you know, be covered.
Well, and people have a right to communicate with their elected officials in their government agencies. They have a right to do that. So what is the point of this? You know, even if they got information like that from a Freedom of Information Act, and they got emails that someone is sending or maybe a meeting that someone has giving information about why it's unwise to allow soldiers who are confused over their gender to be in the military, go through hormone treatment, and go through plastic surgery because it interferes with unit cohesion and military readiness, what's the point? Where does that ultimately lead to? It is unnecessary information that has no relevance to whatever issue they're trying to prove.
It seems like such a frivolous and expensive way to go about this, you know, and we all have First Amendment rights for free speech, so I don't get it.
It's an unconstitutional invasion of privacy is what it is, and it's so over, you know, the legal term overly broad. This fits the definition.
Well, listen to this. I mean, anyone associated with the Department of Defense, anyone who's an employee of the Department of Defense, well, this is the largest employer in the government, and guess how many people that they have as part of the employment, which would include active duty soldiers? 1.3 million active duty soldiers. Now, how are we going to determine whether or not we sent out any communication to one of those 1.3 million people that might have been an employee of the Department of Defense.
It's like nailing jello to the wall, guys.
Yeah. And how would that be any relevant anyway if
right.
they received an email or a newsletter or any other communication or they heard a message on this or any other radio program? How is that relevant?
It's an attempt to hobble all of these organizations and just create headaches and take the eye off the ball and get you busy trying to come up with all this paperwork and everything. It's so overreaching, so overly zealous, so overly broad. I don't see how it's upheld.
Well, it is frivolous from the get-go. I've never seen one so onerous and frivolous in all of my years of litigating as I have in this case. And it's just audacious for them to even think that they have the power to do so. By the way, they haven't even waited for the FOIA request to respond to them. So they even have requested information from the executive branch. They didn't even wait for that time frame in which to respond to get the information, whatever it is that they want. But even if they got information, say, for example, they got a letter from someone, whoever it might be, to someone in the executive or the vice president or the Department of Defense, all of their 1.3 million plus people. If someone sent out a letter or an email or had a meeting with any of them, how is that relevant? You know, what's relevant is the issue of the study. In fact, President Donald Trump commissioned the Secretary of Defense to study this issue. And the Secretary of Defense did study it and issued a report and concluded, based upon the study, that this is going to interfere with unit cohesion, unit morale, and military readiness. And therefore, we're not going to do this social experimentation that President Obama did at the 11th hour of his presidential term.
I mean, here's an example. This is something that's causing confusion. You know, that's an example of something that would happen in the military when you've got confusion and distraction would not be focused on the agenda.
Yeah, you know, we've even seen when President Obama put this in at the very last minute before he left office in his situation, where the military, because of that, had to engage in training about how do you deal with a man, quote unquote, who's pregnant? How do you deal with a man who has a monthly cycle? Well, men don't get pregnant. So what we're dealing with is a woman who wants to identify as a male, who wants to now live in a male bunker or shower, work in those areas, go into those private areas or bunk with men and wants to pretend that she's a man. That's what we're talking about. And so give me a break. I mean, these are men and women all over the world.
Defending our country.
Defending our country. And we're putting this kind of junk onto their plate to distract them from the objective of the mission. And that is to be cohesive and ready for action to defend our faith and freedom.
And instead of being trained and learning to protect national security and national defense, they're being forced to go through these Orwellian re-education camps to somehow be indoctrinated into the ridiculous non-reality that a man can be pregnant. And they're also subjected, as you mentioned, you know, your 18-year-old daughters who joined the military, now they have a sexually confused man pretending to be a woman, you know, bunking alongside them. That's unconscionable.
Well, you know, this is just not normal. It's not normal to be gender confused. I mean, there are, let's face it, two genders, and it's male and female. Now, you may not like that, not the people listening to this program necessarily, but some people may not like that, but that's the reality. Mm-hmm. And when you have someone who's in the military, it's not a right, it's a privilege. Not everybody can qualify, even though they want to be, in the military or even remain in the military. There's other kinds of disqualifying situations for good reason. You want the most lethal, ready, cohesive unit possible, and this certainly is a huge distraction. So President Donald Trump, looking to his Secretary of Defense, went on the study and the recommendation from the Secretary of Defense and reversed this nonsense that Obama injected. well, we're not going to be intimidated. And I know the president and the Department of Defense are going in the right direction. They're not being intimidated by these bully tactics either. But this is just part of the opposition that's out there against any values that you and I share. Stand with us as we continue to defend and advance religious freedom, life, marriage, and the family. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.